Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show. I am your host, Sheila Willis, Abundance Life Coach. And as always, I'm happy to be here with you tonight, and I am equally excited and happy to have you here as well. Excuse me. Today is February the 22nd, 2018. It is 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And tonight we have the subject or the topic we're going to be discussing tonight is one of my favorites things to talk about or to discuss. It's one of the things that I have used to change my life. And tonight we're going to be talking about the power of affirmations, the power of affirmations. And before I go any further, I just want to stop and say that I don't own the rights to the song that you just heard before I came on tonight. We all know that that is Happy by Pharrell, so I do want to mention that. And I want to just take a moment because it seems like I forget to do this every week. And so while I'm thinking about it, I want to mention I'm happy everyone is here. I'm happy for the new listeners. I'm happy for the faithful listeners that tune in every Thursday. I'm happy for anyone that will take the time out of their day to come and hang out with us on Thursdays evenings. But I want to just make mention, because we do have an international listeners, and I just want to make mention of them and say that I'm happy that you're here. We have some listeners that from Denmark, the Philippines, and Australia. And I don't know what time you listen in, if you listen in live or if you're listening to the recordings, but at any rate, and however you're listening, I'm happy that you are listening, and I'm hoping that you're getting value out of the the episodes every week, because that is basically what we're here for. We're here to add value to your life and to assist you with living, a happy life and whatever life that you're desiring to live, as well as to our local and those that are in the state. We're here for you for the same reasons. We really want you to get value out of our shows. And so just wanted to mention that, because I just forget every week, it seems like, to mention that we do have a global audience and that we are grateful that you're listening in. So I am here flying solo tonight. I don't have a guest speaker, but I'm excited, as I said, to be here and want to share with you and talk with you about the discussion that we have tonight. If you're wanting to call in later, generally what we do for those who are just tuning in today, we usually have a discussion for about 45 minutes to an hour, and then we open up the lines for about another 15, 20 minutes just for questions, comments, and that type of thing. So we are going to do the same tonight. I don't want to really keep you long. I'm going to just basically go through what I have for you, and then once I'm done with that, I'll open up the line so you can call in if you have any questions, comments. And even if it's not on tonight's discussion, maybe you want to talk about last week's show or just whatever's going on and whatever you have on your heart. I want to say this, too, before we get into our show tonight, that Susan J. Witt of Love Just Is will be with us on next week. She will be my guest speaker, and we're going to be talking about the brighter side of detachment, the brighter side of detachment. So that'll be next week, Thursday, March the 1st, at 5:30 p.m. Hey, listen, can you believe that we're at the end of February already, and that next week we will be starting a new month. It just, wow, these days and months and whatever, they just seem to just shoot by. And here we are going into the third month of the year. So I hope you're still excited about 2018. It truly is the year of the greater, and it is the year of the woman. And I hope that you're still excited about all that is waiting and prepared for you for this year. All you got to do is line yourself up with the energy that's been released in this year. Just have faith and believe, and you will see, you know, the manifestations of what has been promised, you know. And if you're not certain about what I'm talking about, go to my on-demand channel. I do have a recording of my New Year's show there where I talked about what this year held for us, what has been released for us energetically, and all we need to do is just align ourselves up with it, and we'll begin to see the manifestations of that, which is that energy that's been released for this year. I've already begun to see the manifestations. I just have had some really good things, some very delicious things that are happening in my life. My finances are increasing. You know, just the business doors have been opening for me as far as the business is concerned, and family relationships are getting better. It's just good things, good things. So I'm excited to see what the rest of the year is going to bring forth. So just believe and receive. Just believe and receive. So, okay, let's talk about tonight our discussion, the power of affirmations. This is what we're talking about on tonight, the power of affirmations. If you want to call in, that number is 949-534-0637. And this is Sheila Willis, Abundance Life Coach. You are listening to the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show. So I want to start, I guess, with a good working definition of affirmations, because we're talking about the power of affirmations. I'm pretty much sure that most of us know what affirmations are, but let's just get a good working definition for those who may not be familiar with that term. So affirmations, what are affirmations? And generally, when people talk about affirmations or affirming something, we generally think about it in a positive light. We generally think about, you know, someone says, you know, what's your affirmation? Or, you know, if I put out a flyer and say affirm this, generally we think about a positive statement, because basically what an affirmation is, in most simple words, it's a statement that I want to say a short statement, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a short statement, but it is a statement that basically helps to change, to make a change in your beliefs or your thought patterns. That's basically what an affirmation is in the nutshell. It is a short statement or confession or declaration that is designed to help you change your beliefs. So that is it. To put it simply, that is what an affirmation is. But as I was saying, that most of the time when we think about affirmation or think about affirming something, we think of it as in a positive way. But really, everything that we speak on a continual basis, everything that we speak repeatedly to ourselves or say to ourselves or think it in our thoughts are affirmations. Everything that you consistently tell yourself, everything that you consistently think about is an affirmation. So an affirmation is not necessarily just a positive statement. It could also be a negative statement. And I think sometimes that's where perhaps we get a little tricked up, because we don't realize, you know, that if we're speaking to ourselves continuously or on a consistent basis negatives, that is an affirmation. And of affirmations, they're powerful. Words are powerful. And so when you're making statements of affirmation, the spoken word is powerful. Is the spoken word has an energy, if I can use that term, it has an energy to create. The spoken word is very creative. It is what creates. But I don't want to get ahead of myself, and I get too excited and I start jumping all over myself. So let me slow down. So I want you to really understand this, because affirmations have the power to change your life. I don't say that because I read it. I say it because I know it by experience, because I use affirmations every day. And basically, the affirmations that I have used over the course of the years have changed my life for the better, have created the things that I desired in my life that were not there before, but I'm living them now. I'm living them now. Being a life coach was one of the things that I would confess long before I started working as a life coach. So affirmations have the power, the creative power, to bring those things that you desire into your life, to change your life, so you can live the best life yet, or the best life you desire to live. Because again, you know, everybody's best is different. Everybody's best is different. So it's whatever it is that you desire. It's your happy. What makes you happy? What's your goals? What are your desires? What is it that you're wanting out of life? More so even than that, why are you here? Why are you here on the planet? You know, why are you wearing this earth suit? Why are you here? And so affirmations will help bring those things into fruition or into manifestation. So there's tremendous power in the spoken word. I don't know, you know, as far as what all your beliefs are. And as I always say, I'm not here to change your religious beliefs or to change what you believe in. I'm basically here to help you get the best life you want to live. My desire, one of my goals in life, is that I want to see everybody win. And so whatever win means to you, I'm here for that. I'm here to see you win. I want everybody to win. And so I'm here basically to share with you what I know that changed my life, and that's helping me to live my dreams, you know, and my desires. And I know if they work for me from what I came from the background that I came from, and to see the manifestations and the things that are going on in my life now, if I can change my life with the tools and techniques that I use, I know that they will change your life too. And I know people that I have shared them with, my clients, and that I have shared them with, and people that tune in to the radio show, and people who tune in or come to my webinars and seminars and all of these different things, I know that their lives have been changed. And so I know your life can be changed as well. And so I want to explain a little bit more about, because I can't really talk to you about the spoken word and power of that they the power that they have to create without taking a step back and talk to you about the power of your thoughts. Because words, they do have a creative power, or they release a creative energy, but words are simply manifestations of our thoughts. They're manifested thoughts. That's what words are. They're our thoughts and manifestation, because you can't say anything without thinking it first. So thought comes before we speak. And so I have to talk to you about your thoughts before I can talk to you about affirmations and why they're powerful and how to use them and so on and so forth. So let's just take a step back for just a moment and let's talk about your thoughts. Let's talk about as a man thinks, so is he. You cannot live higher than your thoughts. You can't live beyond what you think. You simply can't. It's not possible to live higher than your thoughts. It's not possible to live differently than the way you think. As a man thinks, so is he. So that comes first. The way you think about things comes first. The power of your thoughts is what is creating your reality. This is what's creating your reality. We think, we feel, we speak, you know? And so that's basically how it happens. We think a thing, we have these thoughts about things, then we have a feeling that those thoughts generate an emotion or a feeling, and then we begin to speak what we are thinking and feeling. Now, I'm not going to get really, really deep into that because I don't have time to teach that and talk about the power of affirmations. If you go to my, if you're interested in, But if you are interested in learning more about the power of your thoughts, I have, tons of teaching on it. If you go to my on-demand channel and just scroll through there, you will see different episodes on, the law of attraction, paradigm shift. I believe I may have I can't remember all of the titles right now, but if you would go to my on-demand channel and just kind of scroll through there, you will be able to find more information on your thoughts, you know, the power of your thoughts and your thought life and that kind of thing. I do know that a paradigm shift I talk in great detail about the mind and the power of the thoughts and the power of your mind and that kind of thing. The law of attraction, I know that episode, we talk about the power of the mind and thoughts and so on and so forth. And so if you want to get more detailed information about that, then please do go to my on-demand channel here on blogtalk.com. And so, I guess I should mention that my on-demand channel is blogtalkradio.com/happymindhappylifeshow. And you'll find every episode that I've ever done on this platform. So it's all there. All right, let's go a little further in our discussion now and talk about the power of your thoughts. Now, again, we cannot live beyond what we think. We cannot live higher than what we think. We cannot create the things that we desire without thinking the right thoughts, the thoughts that will help us to bring about our desired life. Now, quickly, I want to say that our mind, and most of us already know this, our mind is divided into two minds, if I could say it that way, or our mind is divided into two parts. That's a better way to say it. There's the conscious mind, and then there is the subconscious mind, and we know that the conscious mind is where our free will resides. It is where we are aware of the thoughts. We are aware of our conscious thoughts. It's where our free will resides. You can decide what you want to believe and what you don't want to believe. All of that happens in the conscious mind. And I don't want to go, as I say, into details about it. Just want to kind of give you a little information so we can when I talk about the affirmations, you'll have a better understanding of it if you understand that the mind has two parts. So we have our conscious mind, where free will resides and where we are aware of the thoughts that are going on within our within our mind. The other part is the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind. Now, the subconscious mind is the part of our mind that we are not aware of the thoughts. We're not aware of the thoughts that we're thinking. Where we have a free will with our conscious mind, the subconscious mind doesn't have a free will. It basically is like a sponge. It just absorbs whatever information you give it. You don't necessarily even have to be taught the information. You could just be around things and around certain thoughts and certain beliefs and certain teachings, and your subconscious mind, if it is given to you on a consistent basis, your subconscious mind will just soak it up like a sponge. And so the thing about our subconscious mind is that it is basically where our foundation is. It's where our mindset is. It's where our paradigm is. It's where our template is. Why we do what we do is housed in our subconscious mind. And so the subconscious mind is also referred to as the superpower mind, because 96-98% of our thoughts are in our subconscious mind. Now, our subconscious mind takes in about 40 million bits of information every second. You heard me right. 40 million bits of information every second is what our subconscious, this super mind, is doing. But our subconscious mind, you know, after it goes through this filtering process in our brain, we only perceive, or I want to say it like this, we only would remember 5 to 9 bits per second. So the 5 to 9 bits per second of all of this information that we're taking in, it becomes our perception of reality. So we begin to frame our world, or we begin to perceive our world or our reality based on the information that we have taken in our subconscious mind. And generally, according to studies, by the time a child is 4 years old, their foundation is set. Their mindset is set. Their template is set. By the time a child is 4, they have pretty much become who they're going to be without any intervention. Get what I'm saying? So think about it like this. Here we have the conscious. We have our mind, and our mind is divided into two parts. We have the conscious mind, which we can say is like it's on the surface. For just as you were looking at an ocean. When you look at an ocean, the vastness and the depth of it, you can't see the depth of the ocean. You just see the surface of it, you know? And so that's kind of how our conscious mind is. It's the surface of our mind. And so we don't see everything that's going on, or we're not aware of everything that's going on in our mind, because our conscious mind is just the surface part. But then the subconscious mind, just like the ocean, has a depth. You know, and it's so much more to the ocean than what we see on the surface. There's such a depth to the ocean, and that's our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind is like the depth of an ocean. There's so much in there, and there's so much going on beneath the surface or beneath the conscious mind. There's so much going on beneath the surface in this superpower mind. The conscious mind is the logical part, the analytical part of us, while the subconscious mind is completely illogical, because it just takes in whatever it receives. It just takes it in. It doesn't have the ability, if I can say it that way, to determine what is real and what is not real. What is an actual fact and what may not be an actual fact. It just takes in the information. Whereas the conscious mind can say, that's true, that's not true. I'm going to accept that. I'm not going to accept that. But the subconscious mind just takes it all in. It takes it all in. So if you were a child and you consistently heard, and I'm jumping ahead of myself, but I'm going to use this example anyway. And as a child, if you consistently heard the people that were around you, your parents or whoever your caregivers were, your teachers, your educators, if your peers, if you consistently heard that you have to struggle to get ahead, if you consistently were in that environment, then that becomes your mindset. That becomes what you believe. That becomes your template. That becomes your paradigm. That becomes your foundation, because that's what you heard and saw all around you. And because the subconscious mind can't decide this is not true or this is true, it just receives it and it holds on to it. And this is why there are so many of us that are having tremendous challenges in our lives, because we have faulty foundations, we have a faulty template, we have a faulty paradigm, we have a faulty belief system, and when our belief system is just simply thoughts that we hold on to, thoughts that we believe on a consistent basis, becomes our belief system. And so if we have built this foundation, this template, this paradigm based on false information, then our foundation is faulty. And we go through life with this faulty foundation, or let me say it in a different way, we go through life with these self-limiting beliefs. We go through life with these self-limiting beliefs. And what self-limiting beliefs are, they are negative beliefs that make up our mindset or our paradigm that are hidden in the subconscious. They are also, or you can refer to them also as negative self-talk. And so this is what is happening in so many of our lives, because we have heard and been taught, whether it was directly or indirectly, these erroneous beliefs. And one of them, and I'm just going to throw it out here while we're talking about self-limiting beliefs, and I'm going to loop back around to talk to you about the power of affirmations, and hopefully I'm going to tie all this together for you, so you can get a better understanding of what I'm saying. But if we have been taught these erroneous beliefs and we are walking around in our life now trying to create a better life for ourselves, but we're having challenges doing so, is because we have these faulty beliefs or this faulty foundation, mindset, paradigm. It all basically is the same thing, but whatever resonates with you. So if we're walking around here with all of this faulty information and we're trying to become abundant, but our foundation that's within the self-limiting beliefs that are within our subconscious mind is one that believes that we have to struggle and never really get ahead, then you're never going to really become abundant, because you don't really believe that. You may desire it, but you don't really believe it. That's not your belief system. Your belief is something opposite. So that's why there's a struggle, because there's a divide in your thinking. There's a divide in what the conscious mind desires and what the subconscious mind believes it can have. So there's a war going on, you know, and because the subconscious mind holds the consistent thoughts or the belief system, it wins over the conscious mind. So let's talk about then why it is important, or why affirmations are important. Affirmations, and I'm going to, let me stop and say this, because I want to differentiate, I want to show you the difference, and get my tongue tied up with that word. I want to show you the difference between the affirmations. So I'm not going to just talk to you about affirmations. I'm going to label them positive affirmations and negative affirmations. Because, again, everything that we consistently tell ourselves, whether it's out loud or in our thoughts, are affirmations. Okay? And so if you're consistently telling yourself negative things, if you consistently have these negative thoughts, then that is an affirmation, and it is creating what you're affirming, because that's what affirmations do. They create what you're affirming. They create what you're saying. You know, one reason I talk to you about the thoughts, because I want to show you that you're saying them because of what you're thinking. And when you change your thoughts, you change your speech. When you change your thoughts, you change what you say. Because the thoughts precede spoken word, or our thoughts precede our thoughts. I mean, our words of what we're saying. You think it, you feel it, you say it. So if you change the way you think, then you'll change the way you talk. And that's what affirmations do. Affirmations change your belief system. Affirmations change, or can change, if you use them and you believe in what you're doing, they will change. They will change your faulty belief systems. So the affirmations, positive affirmations are designed to replace negative beliefs with positive, encouraging beliefs. So you can use positive affirmations to replace your negative beliefs, your faulty foundation, your faulty paradigm, and you can create positive, encouraging beliefs. So that's what positive affirmations will do. Negative affirmations will just continue to reinforce the negative beliefs. Positive affirmations, if you are a person who, say, doesn't have an erroneous foundation, or you don't have a faulty paradigm or faulty mindset, you were around people who affirmed you in a positive way. You were around your community, your educator, your parents, the kids you hung around with, those who were in your life on a consistent basis affirmed you in a positive way. You heard how wonderful you were. You heard that you can do and be anything that you desire to be. You saw your parents living their best lives, and they were productive, and they were winners. And you saw your family, whomever they may be. The educators told you that you could be everything that you desired, and you were so smart, and this, and your friends, you know, they affirmed it, you know. And so you grow up, and you got this belief about yourself, this strong foundation about who you are. And so you're winning because you believe that you are a winner. So you affirm to yourself, you make positive statements about yourself, and that reinforces who you are. It reinforces who you are. But on the other hand, if you are a person that has self-limiting beliefs, if you are a person that has a faulty foundation or mindset or template, because you grew up with hearing all these negative things about yourself. You heard people tell you that you are not going to make it, and you are not smart enough, or you are not good enough, and your teacher said the same thing, and the kids that you hung around with teased you or bullied you or basically affirmed that you were, you know, you know, that you wasn't smart, or you were not good enough, or and all of these things. And so then you grow up, and then because you believe this of yourself and you say this about yourself, and if you don't say it out loud or verbally, you think it. You think you're not good enough. You think you're not worthy of things that are good or things that are valuable. And so you carry that type of energy, you know, and you carry that through life. And so you, because we create according to what we think and say, then you continually, that's what the word I'm looking for, you continually create the same thing. You continue to create the same thing. You continue to attract the people who affirm that you're no good, or affirm that you're not worthy, or affirm that you're never going to make it. And so you believe that of yourself, because again, thoughts that we continually think and believe become our belief system. And so you now have this belief system that you're not worthy, you're not good enough, you make too many mistakes, you're not smart, whatever the negative affirmation is. And because you're carrying that and believing that, then those are the people and the situations that you create in your life. So affirmations are powerful because they carry the energy to create. And so whether they are positive or negative, they are creating. Words create after their own kind. Let me just talk about words now, because we've already know that we can't speak unless we think. So we understand that. Now, let's talk about words. Words are seeds. They're containing something. Just like an apple seed contains an apple tree. If you plant it, you're going to get an apple tree. If you plant a watermelon seed, you're going to get a watermelon, and so on and so forth. So words are like seeds. They contain after their own kind. So if I am speaking forth words that are positive, when I release those words, they're going to create positive things after their own kind. And so if we are speaking then positive about our lives, positives about ourselves, then that is what we are creating. You can't plant a watermelon and then think that oranges are going to grow, because you get the fruit is in the root. So you're going to get what you planted. So if you're planting negative words, you can't expect positive things to show up in your life, because the fruit is in the root. The fruit is in that seed. The manifestation is in the seed of the word. Its words contain something. They contain after their own kind. They contain a creative energy. That's the something that they contain. They contain a creative energy. They have the power to produce after itself. And so when you are speaking positive words, then that is the fruit that you're going to get. That is the manifestation that you're going to get. Those are the things that's going to show up in your life. Our thoughts produce our feelings, which are emotions, which produce our words. So we think about the thing, and then we feel the thing, and then we talk about the thing. And so if you are consistently talking speaking negatively, then that shows up in your life. So our reality is simply a mirror. It mirrors our life. It mirrors our thought life. It mirrors what we're thinking. So let me give you an example. If you, and if you are one of these people, or if this is happening in your life, you can, I challenge you to write this down. If you are a person, I was going to use sickness, but I don't want anyone to feel like I'm picking on them. So let me use money, because money is just something that we basically can all relate to. Whether we want more of it or don't think we want any of it or whatever, money is just a subject that we basically can all relate to. So let me use money. And I challenge you that if you're having any type of lack or scarcity in your life at this time, and this is something that consistently is a challenge for you, then I want to encourage you to do this exercise. Listen to your words. Because your words basically are going to tell you what you're thinking. Because again, we think before we speak. So listen to your words. What are you saying? What do you consistently say about yourself? What do you, I'm not talking about when you're trying to have a good confession or affirmation. I'm not talking about when you're trying to say things right. I'm talking about when you are just speaking naturally. When something happens, what do you say? When the bills come, what do you say? When it's time for you to go to the store, what do you say? Because again, those are all affirmations. So if your bills show up and you say, man, I don't have enough, you know, I gotta starve Peter to pay Paul. I'm never going to be able to pay my bills on time. I don't ever have enough money. You know, all of those are affirmations. They're not positive affirmations, but they're affirmations. Because again, affirmations are what you consistently tell yourself. Affirmations are what you consistently say. So if you are consistently saying negative things about any area of your life, you're affirming. You're affirming that thing. And so you get more of it, because affirmations bring power to what you are affirming. So if you're have any kind of sickness and you continually is what you talk about all the time, is what you share all the time, is I'm sick, my this and my that is just a consistent thing, then you will continually have that sickness show up, or just is your consistent partner, because that's what you're affirming. That's what you're affirming. And so you're giving power to that thing. So what we have to learn to do, because this is what most of us do, because it's just a habit. It's just the way that we were taught how to do things. Instead of us saying what we desire, we say what we don't want. And energy goes or flows where your focus goes. And remember, energy carries a creative power. It carries a creative power. And so when you are speaking of I don't have enough money, now you want more money. what you desire is to have more, but you keep talking about what you don't have. And so your focus is not on getting more. Your focus is on not having. And since your focus is on not having, then that's what you continually create. You continually get what you focus on. So if the focus is on the lack of, if the focus is on not enough, then that's what's going to continue, it's reinforced. It's reinforced. That's what you're continuing to reinforce, is what you are focusing on. So how we change that, the shift that needs to happen, is that if I am find myself in a position of lack, I don't focus on the lack. I focus on the abundance. So I begin to talk about having more. I begin to talk about being able to pay my bills on time. I begin to talk about having more, you know, more coming in, you know. And so most of the time people will say, well, I'm just telling my truth. I'm just telling the truth because, you know, I don't have enough money in the bank, or I don't make enough money on my job. And so I'm just saying what is actually my reality. But the deal is, you can't change your reality. You can't change a situation by doing the same thing, because you just continue to create more of it. That's the deal. But if you shift and make a shift in your mindset, if you make a shift in what you believe, even though you may not see it with your natural eye, if you see it with the eyes of faith, if you believe that you can have more than what you have naturally, or what you're seeing with your natural eyes, and begin to see more with the eyes of faith. Because here's another thing, everything that happens in our physical world, it happens in our non-physical world, or the spirit world first. That's where everything exists. Everything exists there. Everything that you will ever need in life has already been created. It has already been done. You just simply have to bring it from that non-physical world, or the spiritual world, whichever word resonates with you. You simply have to bring it forth into this realm and where you live, in this physical realm where you live. And so if you have an understanding of that, then you don't have to go by what you see with your natural eyes. You can see with the eyes of faith. You can see and begin to visualize what you want, because it already exists. You simply need to bring it into this physical realm. And so if I'm going after health, if I am ill in my body, and I know sometimes we have these challenges with diseases or dis-ease, and then we constantly talk about it, you know, we constantly talk about my diabetes, we constantly talk about our hypertension, whatever it is, and we're consistently talking about it. Now, we do want to be well, but we consistently talk about the sickness or the illness, and so we just reinforce it, you know, and it just continues to remain, or sometimes even go, you know, get worse. But if we would start talking about how healthy we are, if we start talking about, you know, the opposite of whatever the negative is, begin to speak the positive. Again, energy flows where your attention goes, where you focus, that's where the energy flows. And at the point of that is creation. And so if we're wanting to create better things in our lives from affirmations, then we have to begin to affirm what we want. We have to affirm, because you can use a positive affirmation in a negative way and still not be able to get your desired results. Let me try to explain that. You can use an affirmation. You can say, I'll be happy when I don't have this diabetes anymore. Now, that sounds positive because you're saying you don't want to have diabetes anymore. But where is the focus? Where is the focus? When you make that statement, where is the focus? Is the focus on being well or is the focus on diabetes? So that's the energy that it carries. When you speak that, then you're still speaking of sickness. You're not speaking of wellness, or your focus is not on wellness. And so the way we shift that, we have to begin to, number one, we always speak our positive affirmations. We always speak them in the end result, not I want to be well, or I want to be happy, or I'd be glad one day when I'm happy. That's not a positive affirmation. It carries an energy. It doesn't carry a positive energy. And so when you are wanting to make a shift to creating something better in your life, you use your positive affirmations always in the present tense. Affirmations are always use in the present tense. We state the affirmation in the positive and always in the present tense. Remember, I was saying earlier that our subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between the past and the future. All the subconscious mind knows is the right now. So this is why it's important to state the affirmation, the positive affirmation, as if it's true right now. There's a scripture that says, call those things that are not as if they were. Why? Because they already are. In the spirit realm or in the non-physical realm, everything already exists. So you can speak those things right now as if they already are, as if they're true. And this is how you bring forth the manifestation of the affirmations, by speaking them in truth, speaking them as if they already exist. I'm healed now. I'm healed. You know, I'm prosperous. Whatever it is that I have a good marriage, I have a good relationship, whatever it is that you're wanting to see the manifestations of, you speak them as if they have already happened. You speak them as if they have already happened. I am healthy. I am whole. I am prosperous. I am abundance. I am loving. I am kind. I am generous. I am light. I am love. Whatever it is that you're wanting, you speak it as if it's already so. So when you make your I am statement, when you say I am healthy, I am well, I am abundant, and it's stated in the positive, it's stated in the here and now, and it's received then by your subconscious mind, which is the place where all the creation is going forth. When you speak that, it's like you're giving that subconscious mind a command to bring this thing forth, to you know. And so if you have been speaking negatively, or if you have a faulty paradigm or a faulty mindset, then when you begin to speak these positive affirmations, remember, positive affirmations are designed to change self-limiting beliefs or your faulty mindset or your faulty paradigm or your faulty template, whatever word you want to use, because basically it all means the same thing. And so when you then use these positive affirmations that have this power to create, when you begin to use those and you begin to create a strong foundation, you'll begin to create a strong mindset or a strong paradigm that is true and correct of what really is so. If you've been telling yourself all these years that you are no good or that you are not worthy, when you begin to say, I am worthy, I am worthy of all things good, I am strong, I am vibrant, I am powerful, whatever the affirmation that you need to change that self-limiting belief, when you begin to say that to yourself over and over and over and over again, then you begin to tear down those self-limiting beliefs. beliefs. And you begin to talk about, again, how words are seeds, and they produce after their own kind. So when you begin to speak these positive affirmations, then you're planting the seed. And so if you're planting the seed of worthiness, then you will begin to feel like you're worthy. Now, it's not going to happen overnight. You know, it's not a magic being. You know, you don't speak negative about yourself for 20, 30, 50 years, however old you are, and then you just say one or two affirmations and then boom, you know, everything has changed. No, it's going to take time to get rid of those self-limiting beliefs. It's going to take time to tear down the faulty foundations and then plant a new foundation. It takes time. And so you have to be consistent with it. You can't say one affirmation one day and then don't say another affirmation for another 2 weeks, a month, or whatever. You have to consistently speak forth your positive affirmations every day. Just as if you were planting, a seed in the ground, you would water it often. You wouldn't just put a seed in the ground and walk away and hope that it will grow. You would take care of that seed. You would watch over that seed. You would water that seed. And so that's the same thing you're doing with your words, with your positive affirmation. You're planting them in your subconscious mind, and you're going to watch over them. You're going to consistently talk about them, speak them. You're going to consistently do it on a regular daily basis. And it depends on how deeply rooted your self-limiting beliefs are. And that will determine how quickly you will begin to see the manifestations, or how quickly you will begin to see things change in your life. But you don't get discouraged because after a week or two, you don't see the things that you're desiring. You just be consistent. You be consistent, and you just continue to speak those things. And here's how you'll begin to know when that old self-limiting beliefs are being destroyed, and you're planting a good, you're planting new beliefs, and you're planting self-encouraging beliefs. You're changing the way you think about things and the way you think about yourself. How you're going to know that is when you begin to just speak things automatically. What I mean by that is, if something happened in your life, and let's go back to the bills, because I think that's a good example. So the bills come, and if you have a scarcity mindset or a lack or poverty mindset, when the bills come, you'll say negative things about them. I can't pay it. I don't have enough. I never have enough money, so on and so forth, because you're speaking forth from a place of limitation. You're speaking forth from a place of self-limiting beliefs. Now, I hear you. I know you're saying, I know you're having this thought right now, some of you are saying, but that's actually what's happening. So I'm just speaking what's actually happening. But I'm trying to show you how to change your reality into the reality that you want. The reality that we have right now is what we have created. It's what we've created. And we've created it through our thoughts, our feelings, our emotional beliefs, and then we speak it. These are the things that we have used to create our reality. So if you want to change the reality, you don't keep talking about it. You begin to change it by speaking something different. This is how we make this shift. This is how we shift our paradigms. You don't keep talking about the same thing, expecting something different to happen. You know that definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. Where it's the same thing. When you're wanting to change your self-limiting beliefs, when you're wanting to change your life and have something different and than what you have, you got to do something different. So you can't keep talking to your bills and telling your bills that you don't have enough money, because you are just creating more of not having enough money. So I don't care if that's what your present reality, you know, is showing itself. I don't care if that's what your money is showing itself as to you right now. You can change it. You can change it. And that's what affirmations do. Positive affirmations change. They change your self-limiting beliefs. They change your negative self-talk. They change your erroneous mindset. They change your paradigm, your foundation, those things that are faulty. That's what you use, one of the things you use, because there are some other tools. But tonight we're talking about the power of affirmations. And so if you will take the opposite of whatever is going on in your life, in whatever area, whether it be money, your health, your relationship, your career, your job, your children, whatever it is that is going on in your life and you're wanting to see something different in that area, then you use positive affirmations in that area to see those things change. So, again, when you are using positive affirmations, you're always stating them in the present. It's always as if it has already happened. It's as if it is true right now. So if you're changing money, it's I am prosperous. Not one day I'm going to be prosperous. Not one day I hope to be prosperous. Not I will be. Because when you put a I will, then you set it in the motion of always coming. So it's now. It's right now. I am this now. Whatever it is that you're wanting is I am this now. I am healed now. I am prosperous now. I am abundant now. I'm loving now. I'm kind now. It's always in the now. I remember that time in my life, I used to hear people say, of me that, you know, you're mean and this, that, and the other. And so I didn't want to be a mean person. I wanted to be a kind person. And so I never thought I was really mean. I just think that it was the way I would come off to people. And so I changed that. I didn't want to be that. And so I began to say, I am kind. I am loving. And I began to see myself as I am kind and I am loving. You know, that started to manifest in my life. And so whatever area of your life that you want to change, you become that. I am that now. I am that now. And you just consistently tell yourself that on a continual basis until it begins to show up. And you'll know when things change because it's how you will begin to react to things. So like I was saying, if that bill comes, you no longer say, I can't pay this. You'll say, oh, I got money for this. You know, I have more than enough. You know, I always have more than enough. I have more than enough money to pay my bills. I have more than enough money to meet every need. You know, you just begin to speak positive over them. You no longer will feel like you can't pay your bills, regardless of what the present situation may be presenting itself as. You will still speak in a positive manner. You will speak your positive affirmations no matter what is showing itself to you. And so once you begin to make that shift and you really begin to believe it, you'll begin to see it. And like I said, it may take some time. It may take time for you to see the manifestations of it because you didn't get yourself in a situation that you're in just a week or two or whatever. We have been living with our foundations since, like I said, they say by the time a child is four, their foundation is set. So some of us are like myself, I'm 60. So I had a long, you know, time, things to uproot, you know, and so it didn't happen overnight, but the more and more I was consistent with it, the more I began to see my desired manifestations, the more I began to see the things that I really wanted to see in my life. So affirmations need to be said in the positive, for one, and then in the present in the present. Now, you don't necessarily have to believe your affirmations when you first start using them. You may not believe them, but you do need to continually be consistent with saying them. And the more you are consistent with saying them, your subconscious mind will begin to believe them, and you'll begin to believe. You'll begin to believe. It's good to put your affirmations, record your affirmations and listen to them. It's good to hear affirmations in your own voice. So you can record your affirmations and you can listen to them. And again, you are reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's good to listen to them or say them if you're not recording them and you're just saying them. It's good to do that first thing in the morning. Our subconscious mind is more open to receive first thing in the morning and right before you go to sleep at night. Those are two times of the day which our subconscious mind is very much receptive to change. And so you want to do it those two times, and then, you know, if you can, another time in the day, maybe two or three times a day. But if you only have, if you don't have time to do it two or three times a day, definitely in the morning when you first wake up, you want to do your affirmation, whether you are speaking them or you are listening to them on recording. There are so many recordings of affirmations that you can buy and listen to, but they're very, very powerful when you record them in your own voice. What else we want to say about positive affirmations? If you are consistent with them, I can guarantee you, you will see a difference in your life. But here is a here is something that, if you're not familiar with him, his name is Noel Jones, and he is a life coach and a personal development teacher. But he created what he calls affirmations, and it's affirmation. And basically what affirmations do is the same thing that affirmations do, but you ask it in the form of a question. And so instead of saying, I am well, you would say, why am I so well? Why am I so well? And what the reason why Noel St. John, the reason why he created the affirmations is it's designed to go or to get around your negative self-talk. So, for instance, your negative self-talk generally begins to chime in when you make your affirmations. Say, for instance, you are affirming to yourself, I am rich. Then your negative self-talk within your subconscious mind will say, you know you're not rich. That's not true. You don't have no money. And then begin to tell you about all the money that you don't have. You know, so that's that negative self-talk. And we all have that little voice or have had it at one time or another that tries to talk us out of things or talk or try to keep us, you know, in this place. Like if we're trying to get out of scarcity, that negative talk self-talk will try to keep you in scarcity. You know, our mind is designed to protect us. And so when we start to venture off into something that it's not comfortable with or that is new, it tries to hold us into that place where it's comfortable, you know. And so if we're comfortable being in scarcity and if we're comfortable being in lack and if we're comfortable being in poverty, when we try to break out of that and we try to venture into saying I am wealthy or I'm abundant, then that mind will say, no, you're not. That's not true. We're not that, or we can't do that, because it's trying to protect you because it's not familiar with where you're trying to go. And so we have to shut off that negative self-talk and continue to affirm what our new belief is. And so affirmations, designed by Noel St. John, does that. It helps you to get around the negative self-talk. So you're not saying, I am wealthy, so that your negative self-talk can say, no, you're not. You don't have no money. You know, you don't get to pay your bills, blah, 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 you know, and go on and on. When you ask a question of your mind, when you say, why am I so wealthy? Then your mind has to search for the answer. So it doesn't have that opportunity to say, you know, you're not wealthy, because you didn't declare yourself wealthy. You said, why am I? And so then you will begin to see things and circumstances come back into your life to reinforce why you're so wealthy. And you can use it with any area of your life. You just ask a question instead of making a statement. That's what affirmations are designed to do. Now, here's how I use it. When I first started changing my life and changing the situations that I was in, and my biggest challenge I had was scarcity and lack. And so that's what I use my affirmations for. You know, that's where I begun, because that's where I wanted to see the change. And so I started using affirmations, like saying, why am I so wealthy? Why am I so abundant? Why do I have more than enough money? Why am I able to pay my bills every month on time? You know, you just begin to ask the questions. Instead of saying, I am wealthy, I am abundant, you begin to say, why am I so, you know, and then you let your mind begin to search for the answers. So when you become more sure, or when you become get to the place where you can state an affirmation, a positive affirmation, and you don't have that negative self-talk, then you can use affirmations just as a statement. Because if you say, I am wealthy, and then that negative self-talk say, no, you're not, then you need to use affirmations to get around the negative self-talk. But if you can say, I am wealthy, and nothing chimes back, then you can continue to use the positive affirmations in a statement. I have gotten to the place, you know, like I said, I started out with the affirmations, then I started using the positive affirmations, and I've gotten to a place now that when I use my positive affirmations, I don't have the negative self-talk anymore. What I have is this cheerleader that says, yes, yes, you are. If I say, I am so wealthy, I have this positive self-talk now that says, yes, you are wealthy. If I say, I am abundant, I hear this positive self-talk that says, yes, you are wealthy. Yes, you are rich. Yes, you are whatever it is that I am affirming. So that's when you know that it's working. When you, instead of having that negative self-talk, you have that positive self-talk. You have that cheerleader that cheers you on to say, yes, you know, you are, and yes, we can do that. So I know we're about, I've gone a little over in the teaching, and the lines are open for whomever wants to call in. We have about 17 minutes left of the show tonight, and the number to call in is 949-534-0637. I would absolutely love to hear from you. If you have any questions or just, you know, comments or whatever, please feel free to call in. This is the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show with your host, Sheila Willis. And I am your abundance life coach, and we're talking about the power of affirmations tonight and how you can get the most out of affirmations to transform your life to your best life yet. And so we've talked about, you know, the power of our mind, and that we can't live higher than what we think. And that when we think a thing, this is the things that we are speaking, because you can't speak without a thought. And so our thoughts are just our words, our words are manifested thoughts. And so our words do have power to create. Our words are like seeds. They contain whatever the seed is what they they contain the power to produce after the seed. So when we're speaking words of positive positive affirmations. If I am speaking and affirming that I am rich, that is what I'm going to produce, because that's what the seed contains. It contains my richness or my wealthiness. And so then I will begin to see those things manifest in my life as we begin to speak them in whatever area, I don't care what area it is. You can take any area that you are having challenges with and begin to speak positive affirmations and begin to affirm who and what you want to see come forth, and that is what will actually happen. We talked about how we need to say what we want and not what we have, unless what we have is what we want. If you are doing well in the areas of your life, then continue to affirm what you have. But if you're wanting to see change and you're not doing so well in some of the areas of your life, now you would not say that to yourself. You would not say, I'm not doing so well. You would speak words to affirm what you want to have. And so whatever area it is, it doesn't matter. You just take an area and you affirm what you want to have. You affirm what you want to have. You affirm what you want to have, not what you have. You affirm what you want to have. There's a passage of scripture that says you can have whatsoever you say, but so many people say what they don't have. You know, and so you begin to declare, speak, call those things forth, you know, that are not as if they were, because they already exist. Everything in the realm of the spirit or in the non-physical realm already exists. You simply need to bring it forth in this realm, in this physical realm, where you can touch it, taste it, drive it, wear it, spend it, whatever and what have you. So the power of affirmations is they are powerful. You know, the spoken word is very powerful to create. And so whatever we focus on is where energy goes, and wherever energy goes, that is the point of creation. And for my Christian friends, if you want to say spirit, you can use spirit in the place of energy, because the words contain spirit. We know that everything is energy though, right? And so our words contain energy, our words contain a spirit. And then wherever our words go, you know, there's a power to create. It has the power to create. Our words have the power to create. So if you want to exchange it for, say, spirit, please feel free to do that. Whatever resonates with you. Again, I'm just here to see you live your best life yet. And so we're getting down now to maybe about 12 minutes. We have more, maybe about 12 more minutes of the show. I hope that I have given you enough information where you can begin to use begin to use affirmations and see the desired results in your life. I am affirmations. I have to say that. And I may come back and do a part two on this, because there's a few other things I would like to share about affirmations. Let me see if I can get them in before this show is over tonight. Affirmations. Just short positive statements that you're using to change the negative self-talk or the negative self-limiting beliefs that you may have. Positive affirmations are used also to affirm what you desire in your life, to affirm what you desire in your life. So we're going to speak those things that we want, not necessarily the things that we have, but we're going to speak the things that we desire and see them come into manifestation. Affirmations should always be positive. They should always be in the now. We speak them as if they already exist. We speak them as if they already exist. We speak them until we begin to see the manifestation of them. We are always speaking them in the positive always speak, I mean, in the present tense, we're always speaking our affirmations in the present tense. And I am affirmations are one of the most powerful affirmations that you can use, because whatever you affirm yourself to be, you are. Whatever you think of yourself, you are. If you, and I like to say it this way, you am whatever you say you am, and pardon the grammar in that, but you am what you say you am. And so if you say I am poor, then you am poor. You know, if you say I am sick, then you am sick. And what I was challenging you to do earlier, and I think I got off the point of that, but I challenge you to write down what you say on a consistent basis. And just take an area, say finances, and write down what you say about your finances on a consistent basis. And you will begin to see that if you're struggling financially, it's because you speak negatively about your finances. And the reason you speak negatively about it is because you think negatively about it. And if you're sick all the time, it's because you speak sickness. You speak against your health all the time. And so you're manifesting what you're speaking. You know, one of the things I'm working on now and in the area of my health, you know, I travel a lot. Most of you that listen to me or follow me in some type of way know that I travel a lot. I probably travel at least once or twice a month, and you know, to different places and different you know, the temperatures and different things. And usually when I go back north, I'll think in my mind that, man, every time I go back north, I catch a cold. It seemed like I catch a cold. And you know what? Every time I go back north, I catch a cold. And it took me a little minute because, you know, like I say, my main focus is on my was on creating, you know, better finances for myself. And I hadn't even thought about what I was saying to myself health-wise. But I thought about it one day. Wait a minute. The reason why you're always catching a cold when you go back north is because you're always saying you're catching a cold. So you're just affirming that, you know, and so it manifests because you're affirming it. It's like saying to the universe or saying to God, hey, this is what I want. I want to catch a cold every time I go back north. And so I stopped saying that. And now I'm saying is I am healthy and well wherever I go. I am healthy and well wherever I go. So let's see the manifestations of that. Let's change the one thing into the positive. So that's what you do. You're affirming your positive affirmations have power to create because you are affirming what it is that you want to come forth in your life. It's as if you're saying to the universe, and it's not as if, it is what you're saying. You're saying to the universe, this is what I want. I want more of this, please. You know, and I use the term universe, but we know that God is the infinite creator of all things, and he created the universe, and he stuffed it with stuff that we need, and he stuffed it with stuff that we desire, and he stuffed it with stuff that we like, and that's how I look at it, and I'll talk to you more about that another time. But it is as if we're saying, this is what I want. More of this, please. More of this. And so we think that by us saying, no, I don't want to be poor. No, I want more money. I don't want to be poor. I don't want to be poor. I wish I had more money. You think that's going to get you more money, but it doesn't. And the reason that it doesn't is because your focus is on the lack of, not the abundance of. And so you got to shift. You got to start saying, I have more money. Oh, I love having more money. I love it. I love it when I have more money. You know, one of my affirmations in the area of money is that I am abundance manifested in human form. I am abundance manifested in human form. That's who I am. And another one of my affirmations in the area of money is that money comes to me consistently on a daily basis and increase in quantities. And before I started saying that, what was showing itself to me wasn't so. That wasn't so. What I had in my life that was showing itself to me wasn't abundance. But when I start speaking that, I start seeing that. Money comes to me consistently on a daily basis. And consistently, money flows to me easily and effortlessly on a daily basis. And a consistent money is consistent in my life. It flows to me easily. It comes to me easily on a consistent basis and increasing quantities. I speak of my money this way. Money loves me. Money loves being with me. Money loves to come to me. Money loves to dwell with me. Money shows up for me all the time. And this is what begins to flow. This is what begins to flow. It wasn't happening when I was saying, I don't have enough money, and how am I going to pay my bills, and I'm always behind. That's what I was creating. But now I am creating more abundance in my life by simply saying, I am abundance, and money loves me. Money enjoys being with me. Money comes to me so I can spend it. I can help money fulfill its destiny by spending it. Money loves to hang out with me. And that's just in the area of finances. But there's any area can be changed with the power of affirmations. Any area can be changed. Any area of your life can be changed by speaking it. There's a power in the spoken word to create. There's a power in the spoken word to create. So I'm going to wrap it up now. If you wanted to call in, I mean, if you have some questions, but maybe you didn't want to call in, you can send your questions to my email, swillis@lifecoachsheilawillis.com. You can send your questions there. You can go to my on-demand channel here on blogtalk.com, and you can leave your questions there. There's a comment section under the show. You can leave questions there. You can also go to my website, which is www.lifecoachsheilawillis.com. I have there's a box, a form on the front page. Yeah, on the home page where you can leave your comments and things. Now, hold on a second. I think we have a caller. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
I can hear you pretty good. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I missed most of the show. I just got the last, 20 minutes of it, but I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I just wanted to call in, and I just kind of wanted to confirm what you said about the affirmations and give
mm-hmm.
a little personal testimony. I've been doing affirmations off and on for the last couple years or whatever, not really being consistent with them. But as the beginning of the year, 2018, I took a list of affirmations, and mostly they were I am affirmations, like you were just saying. And I've been doing them consistently without fail since January the 1st. And
awesome.
I want to say that I have seen an amazing transformation in areas in which I am affirming. Wanted to say to, some of the viewers who, may want to do them or whatever, I would just say that, yes, do them. They absolutely 100% they do work.
They
and
certainly
make sure
do.
That you're being consistent. Just make sure
that's
that you're being
key.
Consistent with it, because it's not like a magic pill. You just say it today and then tomorrow you're going to feel it. And a lot of times when
right.
you start saying them, you don't really feel what you're saying because, you have to reprogram your mind and all of that.
Right.
So I would just want to encourage the people who are just thinking about maybe they don't work or would they work right away. They may not work right away, but you have to be consistent, because I have seen a tremendous change in just the amount of time that I've been doing since the beginning of the year. So I just wanted to call in and say that, and I enjoyed the last 20 minutes of the show. I have to go back and watch the rest of it, but I just wanted to say that.
All righty.
No
thank
problem.
You. We're about to
running
out of time here, but thank you so much for calling in. I do appreciate that, and I appreciate you affirming that they do work. Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
I'm grateful for the caller that called in because, you know, affirmations do truly work. They do have the power to create and have the power to change your life. So if you're not using affirmations, please do start using affirmations. Send me some questions or whatever, and I will assist you in whatever I can. You've been listening to the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show with your host, Sheila Willis, Abundance Life Coach. And until next week, we'll be here with Susan Witt. And until next time, keep living your happy life.